you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, Gulf Breeze, USA. It's a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, 6, 7, 8 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast. Wait, what the fuck time is it anywhere here?
Right now,
it's 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 5 p.m. where we are, 6 p.m. out on the East Coast, right? If you're listening live this Thursday the 9th,
right.
If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however the hell you receive us. We appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here next hour or two, however the fuck long we're going to be here. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What's
thanks
going
for listening
on America.
We were at a restaurant earlier today.
We were on the other side of
Destin, Florida.
Destin, Florida, looking at alligators and shit. They got some restaurant
Fudfuckers.
They've got some alligators and shit. We fed the alligators, not any of us. Yeah, it's not like I handed them my finger or anything, but we did. Like on a fishing pole and shit, right?
Yeah, we fed them. Awesome. I don't even know what they were eating. Some sort of nugget of gooey.
Hi, Kate.
Whoa. Chunk gooey kibble. It was weird. It was their gooey kibble. It didn't seem like something an apex predator should be eating, to be quite honest. Actually, I was looking around Fudpuckers and I was like, hey, why don't we drop a couple of these tourists in there?
That would be a long
how many Trump
time release meal, right?
How many Trump voters were at Fudpuckers?
Oh, today probably quite a few.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this later edition.
All right.
We'll be going for the next couple of hours. If you want to tweet us live during the show, it's one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Thank you for joining us for this show.
That's what's going on there. We'll be discovering the news together with you. We've been riding in a car for the past hour and a half or so.
I don't even know if Bernie Sanders has conceded yet. Is he still in the race?
I don't believe he has. Although Hillary Rodham Clinton received two very important endorsements today, from what I could see. We've got that's Mako, ladies and gentlemen, the giant lab here. the President of the United States. Officially, met with Bernie this morning, and then right after that, endorsed Hillary.
Oh, shit.
And then also today, the announcement that Elizabeth Warren will be officially endorsing Hillary. I just saw it just came across my phone machine.
What do you think? Did Hillary have to do anything with her feelings about Wall Street and big banks to get her endorsement, or is...
I don't know.
I mean, because they aren't necessarily aligned politically. I mean, they're in the same party and all that bullshit, but don't they have differing views on Wall Street?
Allegedly. And in fact, Elizabeth Warren was outwardly critical of Hillary Clinton a couple of times about just that deal.
Yeah.
And maybe the TPP also, which, of course, she now says she doesn't endorse.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be interesting to see.
What a shocker. I'm surprised. I'm surprised fucking Hillary, I'm sorry, Elizabeth Warren endorsed Hillary. I thought maybe she might go with Trump.
Right. Well, she loves him. I've got a little bit of about she's giving a speech tonight, Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
And I have to figure out how to send it from my phone to my other device as we're playing through the Sarah Palin.
You gotta get this technology talking to each other.
The Sarah Palin.
And America.
Well, taking us into the news.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Dateline, June the 9th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Sure enough, over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's me.
Huffington Post.
Hey, boy.
There's a photograph of Senator Elizabeth Warren smiling. It's a flattering photograph. It's no, the Drudge. It's HuffPo, after all. It's not the Drudge Report, where they'd make her look like she just wrestled an alligator or some shit.
Yeah.
The headline says, Warren set to endorse Veep next? Question mark.
No shit.
So, kind of what we were just saying, that she has, I don't know, they've leaked. She's leaked.
Yes,
maybe
everyone's
leaking. Help with that. Yeah, that she's ready to endorse Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the other, it says she's expected to endorse her, according to a source close to the Massachusetts senator.
Oh, shit.
I'm standing right next to her.
Don't look her in the eye.
Yeah. I love those sources close.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, watching all those TV shows and everything, we know that all these leaks are planned, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's never a leak that's an accidental leak.
Yeah. They shouldn't call it a leak. They should call it a pour.
Right.
You're pouring something.
An intentional release.
A leak sort of makes you feel like it's on accident or it's happenstance.
Right.
Happenstance. Who gives a shit?
But yeah, we've discovered. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I'm just kabubilated.
That's okay. You're in Florida.
I'm trying
to mail
myself this shit. Elizabeth Warren, the other story, it says Elizabeth Warren is weighing being Hillary Clinton's vice president. I wonder if that means that she is anticipating being axed to be the dance partner for Hillary. You know, Harry Reid said, why not? I think it's about time we had two women in the White House and that other one.
Okay. Harry Reid's for it.
Harry Reid is for the apparently two women.
Think about all the exciting things that are happening on the liberal side of politics, on the Democratic side. I mean, you know, milestones, breaking barriers, all this other bullshit. And what's going on the other side? I'm just saying there's
some barriers being broken,
right.
Being broken, but in reverse.
Yes.
They're reversing backwards over all the barriers that were built to stop this shit.
Right. Congratulations, assholes. You're on the wrong side of history. We'll be over here making it.
I guess we can see what's going on over with the Drudgies.
Ooh,
that's the
Drudge Report.
Yeah, over at the Drudge Report, ladies.
What do they have going on there? Hillary's big face. Then a little line about emails. What if she's indicted? How's she going to take the oath of office from a prison cell? Blah blah blah.
Oh, I know what this means. The first line says Obama.
Yes.
: I want Hillary to win. So
okay.
He's endorsed Hillary and wants her to win. The second line in red says private meeting with A.G. Lynch, with the attorney general. You know what that means?
No.
That they're thinking the drudgies are linking the president saying, I want Hillary to win, to his meeting with the attorney general to say, ignore, these aren't the email scandals you want. This isn't the email scandal you want.
Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's the FBI.
Is the attorney general disappointed that they won't be able to prosecute Hillary?
The FBI hasn't even come out with their investigations. This is a story over at the Weekly Standard, which is leans a little to the right. It leans a lot to the right, actually. Says the White House denies that the endorsement will intimidate the FBI investigators. So people are saying that by the president endorsing Hillary, he's secretly telling the FBI and the AG,
of course,
not to,
of course,
not to prosecute her.
Yes,
that's such bullshit.
It's stupid.
And then they even have, they printed, they showed a copy here on the Weekly Standard of the president's schedule today, and it says 3:25 p.m. The president meets with Attorney General Lynch.
Okay.
Oh my God! You know that can only mean one thing.
It's
a big scandal to
fuck you.
Keep Hillary away from jail.
Oh, totally, man. Totally. Oh my God. I mean, don't they have other things they could be talking about, the president and the attorney freaking general?
Well, I think they kind of meet occasionally.
Yes.
She is the country's lawyer.
Has anybody ever worked in a job or a business? Occasionally you have to meet with your freaking boss. It's horrible and shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sonny, get your nose out of that bag. Get your nose out of that bag.
Sonny is here. Sonny is a giant
snout.
Coon dog slash coonhound slash ridgeback, right?
Yes. Rhodesian ridgeback.
Big, giant, giant dog.
Yeah.
Got some eye problems right now.
Oh, we can't see.
You can't see, yeah. So there's a lot of doggage going on. We got Kate, the intern, who's poking me in the leg right now. We've
Kate.
The little Jack Russell. There's also a little schnauzer running around named Zoe.
And there's a gigantic lab named Mako.
Giant white lab.
Huge.
Yeah. I think Mako came to say hi to me as I was changing and
turned
around and left, but he crop dusted on the way out.
Oh, did he really? How can he do that?
It's a little different. Kate's will twinge your nose hairs a little bit, but goddamn, Mako was, he really had cleared the room, literally.
Mako ain't fucking around, baby.
Good girl, Kate. So, over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
That's the headline. The president is obviously sending secret signals over to the FBI and to the AG.
Secret.
That they should keep their evil hands off Hillary's gynon outfits.
Oh my God. That white outfit that she gave that speech in, still, I mean, I know we talked about it yesterday. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Somebody help her.
Your mom and I were watching clips this morning of it, and it's just, it's even more bizarre because it's got buttons that go all the way down and she leaves them unbuttoned.
It's fucked up.
But she buttons the top. So if she's worried about a fat ass, let us speculate, then she's wearing, she might as well wrap her butt cheeks in neon.
Right.
And point to, have a sign carrier behind her spinning a sign saying, look at this big fat ass.
Looks like she's in a bellboy jacket sometimes. Like she should be parking someone's car.
Right.
She's like a valet.
Yeah, it's weird. And your mom had a point. She said she didn't remember Hillary dressing shittily, not her words, badly, back in the day.
My mom was like, Hillary dresses like shit.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Like
when she was married to Bill, or she is married to Bill, when they were,
are you saying
happily in the
her
White House?
Her sense of fashion is regressing?
I guess. Or, I was wondering if she's got a friend. Or
she didn't have any friends.
Someone's blackmailing them that designs clothes.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It's like, what, I'm not. I got pictures of me and Bill. If you don't,
that's so funny. There's a Seinfeld episode with kind of that storyline. Jerry is Jerry. His character's a comedian, right? And so his comedian, he's featured on the Today Show for something. It's his big break. But there's a friend of his who's a fashion designer. It's for some reason forces him to wear a shirt she designs for him. It's this horrible puffy shirt.
Oh, wow.
It's the worst shirt ever, and it ruins his appearance.
Oh, I remember that.
The
it's
puffy
like,
shirt,
it's like a
man.
Poet shirt kind of thing.
So bad. Oh, shit. By the way, man, I was just looking on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving. You put a meme up that we should read. Government should never be run like a business because the business of business is to create profits for the few. The business of government is to create opportunity for the many.
Right.
Eat it, Republicans. Right. Eat it. Sit and spin.
Yeah,
suck.
I don't understand that. We need a businessman. We need a businessman. That's that stupid conservative obsession with the balanced budget. Like we talked about yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. listen to yesterday's show.
Yes.
If you download us from iTunes or Stitcher, hey, be kind and sling us some stars and thumbs up and stuff like that and leave us a nice review.
Oh, yes. Share our show with your friends.
That's right. Spread the crabs.
For show.
What were we talking about?
Ah, damn it. The GOP, they want the government ran like a business.
No, that's it.
This is not the business, man. Donald Trump is not. If you had a business, would you want Donald Trump running it?
No.
I mean, unless you had.
No, he's done nothing to prove he's a great businessman. Just look at his money. Had he taken the $1 million that daddy gave him and dropped it into a simple annuity, he would have exactly as much money now as he claims to have.
But then
he probably doesn't even have.
But and think about the what he went through to keep that, whatever. He has bankrupted a shit ton of businesses, right?
Right.
He had Trump Steaks. Now, Trump Steaks, is that the jewel in his crown? Is he most proud of his work with Trump Steaks or no?
I think he's pretty proud of Trump University, didn't he? Like last week he said, this is such a stupid lawsuit. Everybody loved it. 98% approval. And in fact, I'm thinking about bringing it back.
Oh, yeah. Do that. Do that, Donald. Why don't you bring back Trump University? Fuck that. Bring back Trump Steaks. I bet it's good. I'm sure what you did, you went to some company that already made those Omaha style, like, frozen steaks.
That's exactly, yeah.
And you put your name on it.
Slapped a different label on it.
I'm sure the steaks were good, right?
Probably really good.
So why was it the business successful? He put his name on it. He put a brand on there that's supposed to make you feel good about the product you're buying. But Trump Steaks doesn't exist now.
Who buys their meat on brand?
Meat. Well, Omaha Steaks, man, if you're sending that as a gift.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump Steaks, that's that
right,
whole thing.
Right. Yeah, he was on, what's that? He on the airplane when you're flying on the fucking airplane and the Sharper Image catalog.
Oh, that's where they were.
The in flight catalog.
Yeah.
All that crap was on there.
God, I Google Trump Steaks. I'm looking at Google Images. This is the dumbest. I mean, it's just the stupidest. It's so shameful. Or he's shameless. He has no shame.
Right.
I'm just looking at it's his big fat face smiling and pointing at a bunch of meat on a plate. on a silver platter.
Right.
Look, I'm a rich guy. Here's the red meat I like to eat.
My meat's fine.
Right.
There's no problems here.
He had Trump water?
Yeah.
No, he did not.
It's the same deal. Yeah, it's the same deal. It's just water that he slapped his name on. And now they still have that shit.
I didn't know that.
The only place they still have it is like in his hotels, you know, you get a bottle of water in your room or in the mini bar.
Kate, order me a case of Trump water. I think we need to try it. I want to see what it's like.
I think it's probably Arrowhead, and they rip off the Arrowhead label and put Trump on it.
Who wants his face on shit you buy?
Now, especially. Like, right?
Right. Nobody.
He didn't think this through well at all. And I don't think. There were people. Like me. I mean, I thought Trump was amusing.
Yes.
And a sideshow.
Kind of like a personality.
Right.
A guy who's an asshole, but kind of harmless, but just sort of fun. Fun to listen to him rant. You know, he's good for ridiculous sound bites. I never really thought, I was like, oh, please, let's have this guy run our whole goddamn country.
Right.
And he wouldn't be anyway, like we said. He wouldn't be running the country. He would hire a bunch of toadies running the country and everything.
The dog just fell off the chair. I apologize.
Right?
I think she's okay.
You talk about Donald Trump and how he's a dickhead.
Yeah. Donald Trump, she's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's only her head.
Everybody be careful. Quit falling.
There's some old dogs running around.
Yeah, I know,
here.
Man.
Anyway, what were we saying about Donald Trump? Sorry.
He's a shithead. He's a racist, xenophobic fascist. And most of his fans are as well. Whatever.
Let's see here if I've gotten this right with these stories. Screw it. I'm just going to go like elsewhere.
Yeah, talk about whatever we want, man. It's fucking. Oh, by the way, it's Throwback Thursday.
It is Throwback Thursday.
I don't know why I mentioned that or brought that up.
So all of our references will fit in perfectly.
Oh, yes.
All of our pop references.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a little video with Michael Jackson, and then they followed it up with Bieber.
And then they had Hall & Oates on there.
Right.
Underrated.
Let's see what else is going on out there in the world. Like I said, the president met this morning with the
with Bernie Sanders.
Did
they scissor or what happened?
I think they may have played Parcheesi.
Right. Is there a pool at the White House?
I would assume
Obama wants to go swimming or swim laps or anything like that, do they have a big pool?
I don't know. I would assume
Do they have a putting green?
I know some presidents put shit in.
Oh, my mom. My mom is confirmed. There is a pool at the White House. And a bowling alley.
Yeah,
okay.
I know some presidents put stuff in, some take stuff out.
Right.
Jimmy Carter put in solar panels.
Right.
And Ronald Reagan ripped that shit out.
That's right.
Because that ain't the Republican way.
Bill Clinton had a humidor there. Oh, I'm sorry. That was an intern.
Well, he did. So wandering around Washington.
Yeah.
He had a mobile humidor.
Why did he just come out and say, I thought she was a humidor? I would have said that. That makes perfect sense.
I got this shit working. Okay. Here's the Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is giving a speech tonight.
Yes.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
no apologies necessary. This show is off the cuff. We're different. We're rebels.
It's all my spreadsheets discombobulated. Elizabeth Warren she's doing a speech this evening.
Yes.
Apparently at the American Constitution Society's National Convention.
God.
The American Constitution Society. Now, one would think that would be something that we would stay away from, right? I mean, nut jobs.
Like a creepy right-wing nut job kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of Bibles waving, a lot of guns going off. But the American Constitutional Society, for law and policy, is a progressive legal organization.
Oh, very nice.
So it's a stealthily named progressive organization.
Okay.
And she's going to be speaking to them tonight, but I guess they've already, again, leaked her
look out below
her speech.
Why would they do that? Why do they leak speeches, man?
You know, they give them to the press. I think that's really weird too.
That's stupid.
Like, why wouldn't you give it to the press after they speak the speech?
Here, I'm going to do a stand-up set. I'm going to give you a copy of what I'm going to say.
Right.
That way you'll know exactly what's coming and you'll be totally bored the whole night. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's so weird how they do that.
It's shitty.
And then they release the best parts of the speech. They're like, tonight the president's going to be giving this big important speech, and here's what he's going to say at this point.
Yeah, right.
It's like, well, you know, at some point you ought to be like, well, let me do my stuff, and then you can write about it. But at one point during her speech tonight, she's going to really take launches at the Donald.
Oh, no.
Again, presumably, spitting on her fingers and smoothing out her eyebrows to look pretty for maybe the Veep thing.
Is that her secret?
I guess so. During her speech tonight, she says at one point, Judge Curiel, this is the judge that is the evil Mexican national, apparently, who was born in Indiana.
Will they, during the festivities, will they launch him back into Mexico?
Well, I'm sure Trump would love to launch that guy back into Mexico and beyond.
Right.
But she says,
is he going to be in attendance?
No. Maybe.
If I'm the Democrats, you know what I do, man? I drag that judge out. I bring him on. I put him on television shows. I bring him to events. I parade his face out there so the American people can see this guy and see him as a person.
Right.
Because what Trump is doing is dehumanizing, you know?
Yeah.
Making him a non-person.
All of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody. All the Mexicans, all the Muslims.
Right.
She said, Judge Curiel is one of countless American patriots who has spent decades quietly serving his country, sometimes at great risk to his own life. Donald Trump is a loud, nasty, thin-skinned fraud who has never risked anything for anyone and serves nobody but himself.
Yeah.
Wow. That's part of her speech tonight.
And every night before he goes to bed, he opens up his book of Hitler speeches and reads one to Melania. Is that who he's married to, or is that his daughter? I get it mixed up.
Maybe he's got a Spiekenspiel. It's in German.
A fascist Spiekenspiel. Yeah,
right. Instead of little animals, you get little Hitler speeches.
Oh, yes. That's funny.
In a speech on Wednesday, speaking before the Senate yesterday, she also took a swipe at Trump and also at Mitch the Bitch.
Yes.
Senator, well, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky.
Why? He has no lips.
Yeah.
Talk about thin skinned. That man has thin lips. It's like he has no lips.
She took on the Senate Majority Leader. She took on House Speaker Paul Ryan. She said that they are trying to create a judiciary that represents the interests of billionaires, not the majority of Americans. So, yeah, they're both talking. They want the Supreme Court to be all corporatist
and white
wing. Yeah.
White.
Male.
White.
And Trump apparently thinks the only people worthy, capable of being impartial judges are
white.
Yeah.
White.
So it'd be interesting to ask Donald if it was, if there was a white plaintiff.
Yes.
And or a black plaintiff, can a white judge fairly judge a black plaintiff?
Yes.
What if that white judge's parents were members of the KKK?
But that guy's white. Right. And he gets deferential treatment.
Right. See? I'm just saying, pose that question to the Donald. I mean, that's, it's pointless to try to confront Donald with anything.
Blah, blah, blah. He would say, listen,
Hillary,
you're an asshole. You're insulting me. You didn't congratulate me on my win.
Right, right. You didn't tell me my tie's nice. Right. You didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything nice about me.
You know, this is my real hair.
Right. And then I'll go on and talk about how we're going to make America great again by building a wall that nobody can really explain how it's going to get built.
And look how big my hands are.
Oh, yes. And by the way, I'm going to bomb Iran into the fucking Stone Age because that'll be great.
Yeah.
For the planet.
And let's give nukes to South Korea and Japan, too, for the hell of it.
Yeah, instead of, the Jelly of the Month Club, we'll send them warheads. It'll be great.
Right. So there you go. That's Elizabeth Warren, a little bit of her speech tonight. Everybody's still hoping and praying. I mean, a lot of us are hoping and praying that, I guess, again, it's one of those where you're torn whether you really want her to be the Veep nominee or not, because I think
she's more powerful.
Well, yeah, I think it gelds her, right. Especially if we want her to be a spur in Hillary's butt to go after the banks, to go after big business. That's one of the problems that they with Hillary's reputation is that she's corporate, Goldman Sachs, it's all that stuff. And Elizabeth Warren from the vice president's chair wouldn't really be able to do that.
Well, I mean, how is Elizabeth Warren going to? How is Elizabeth Warren gonna not do her thing? I mean, how is she gonna settle on not doing what she wants to do?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Is
God? In how the poorly Senate, did I articulate that?
Especially if she joins hands with Bernie and the two of them flamethrow the Senate together.
Did they get along?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And if she now and the newly energized Bernie, newly powerful Bernie, when he comes back to the Senate, if the two of them work really hard on all these reforms, we're still dealing. And if we can get the Senate back, then they would be possibly up for chairmanship.
Who would be the Senate
of good committees and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal to have the majority, not just because of the votes, but these committees. You decide what gets brought up.
But the Senate Majority Leader is going to be Chuck Schumer, right?
Yes. The Democrat, whether it's majority or minority, depending on...
He'll be the leader.
Yeah.
He sucks, kind of, right?
Yeah, he's pretty...
Sort of.
Yeah, he's... If you think Hillary's old school, blue dog...
He is.
Dino corporate Democrat, he's the epitome of that.
Yes.
And if you are not a fan of Israel turning parts of Gaza and the West Bank into a prison camp, then you're not going to like Chuck Schumer either, because Chuck Schumer, you know, Israel can do no wrong.
Right.
So, and, you know, it's not cool to have cafes being blown up and missiles sputtering over at you, but there's also measured responses. And if a missile comes over, some little sputtering, falling apart missile comes over and you knock it down with our fancy technology, and then you launch back 100 missiles and level a neighborhood and a bunch of kids.
How is that helping?
Right.
What would Donald Trump add to the Middle East peace process? Would Donald Trump bring peace to the Middle East?
A sequins and a band.
Yes.
Needs to be a bigger production,
right?
I think these summits, we should have better entertainment.
He can't do anything. The reason Donald Trump wouldn't be able to do anything is because it's evident as what is happening now in his campaign. The guy had a head start on Hillary, and what has he been doing for the last week? Talking about some weird-ass executive training sales university he just slapped his name on. He had nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's...
And he's even... You know, he tries to play it down. Oh, we had this little university thing, and we, you know, changed the name, and we did this, and we got the best people.
It's not even consequential.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
And it's a class action suit, too, that the Attorney General of New York got in on.
Oh, really?
It's
a class action suit against a business he put his name on?
Right.
Can we not have him as president? I mean, that's horrible. Who the fuck wants that?
But he wants to build a wall.
I would rather have George Bush be president again.
Oh, my God.
Hit me with a chair as hard as you can. Don't stop.
Yeah. And we don't know. Still, we don't know what we're going to get. I think that with Trump, there's also a possibility that he's
going to hire the best people.
What the people want. Because his whole thing is, I'm going to do what the people want.
Well, not his people.
Well, that's the sad part of it. Hopefully, he'll wake up and realize that the whole country does not want to launch Mexicans out of the country. The whole country does not want to put up a big wall. The whole country does not want a Muslim zapper each city.
The part of the country that likes him does, though.
Right, that but what I'm country. Saying is if his little orange brain figures out only way for him to win the whole country, to woo the country, is to give up those moronic beliefs.
You said his orange brain. Are you suggesting he's orange on the inside as well? The outside? That's amazing.
He's been spread with that shit for a long time.
He must get the best tanning beds. They even tan his organs.
Yeah, yeah.
I
wonder
that.
If it's a tanning bed or a spray tan. Because it's awfully orangey for a tanning bed.
God, a spray tan.
I think it's a spray tan. And he obviously wears those little goggles. That's why he's got those white circles around his eyes.
He puts little seashells over his nipples so they don't get sprayed orange.
Nipple covers?
Who does that? They don't. Listen, raise the minimum wage for the dude spraying that guy down every day. Pay that guy more. Right. His life sucks. I hope a blind guy does it. Honestly, I do, because if you had to look at that every day to touch him up.
Oh, yeah. He's going to do it by feel?
Be like, hey,
that's even worse.
In my mind.
You got to feel where you're spraying him?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So, yeah, Bernie Sanders had a meeting this morning with President Barack Hussein Obama.
Over coffee. Did they meet at a diner?
At the White House.
Oh, yes.
And there were... a couple of photo ops. Of course, they came out of one door and walked into another door, which, when you think about it, is probably ridiculous. They're probably like, okay, wait, it's 3:42. When are we going to do the walk when are we going to do the walk holding hands and smiling?
What do you think they talked about? I mean, how do you think the conversation really went? I might be able to do Obama. You can do Bernie. You do Bernie, I'll be Obama. Let's do a little Groundlings thing.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hey, Bernie, what's up? How's it going? How's it going, Bernie?
Well, why am I here? Did you call this meeting?
I like to drip dry out of the shower.
Michelle made me work out this morning.
Oh, yes. Michelle made me do the elliptical.
Yeah. Michelle ordered the food. Yes. You know, it's all healthy. I apologize.
Right? Hand me my soap on a rope. Do you remember that? Soap on a rope was such a big thing.
They still have that crap,
do they,
right?
Really? That was like a gift dad always got.
That was always, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had an uncle, and that was his yearly.
He got soap on a rope?
Yeah.
He
claimed to like it. So
one time for Christmas, I got soap that looked like the handset of a phone.
Cool.
Who did that? I'm just wondering, where did that get made? What little Thai child made?
They probably sitting there carving.
The whole like little village of people.
Some kid who's never seen a phone in his life.
Right. Why are all phones made of soap? Right. How do they work?
So the Bernie met with the president today.
Yes.
And here's what happened when he came out. Here's Bernie Sanders a few hours ago out on the White House lawn.
Okay.
It must be windy because Bernie's hair is a mess.
No, really. It's always
a mess.
Donald Trump would clearly, to my mind, and I think the majority of Americans, be a disaster as president of the United States. It is unbelievable to me, and I say this in all sincerity, that the Republican Party would have a candidate for president who in the year 2016 makes bigotry and discrimination the cornerstone of his campaign.
Meanwhile, you think they could, you think the president can make a call and say, hey, tone down on those fucking sirens, guys.
Right.
Right.
Can you not run the siren? I mean, maybe something important was going on.
Don't you think the president's got that kind of pull, though? Yeah. I mean, hey, turn down the sirens. We got some shit going on here.
Yeah, Pennsylvania Avenue is kind of in the middle of everything.
I've never been there. Is it really like? Yeah.
It's well that you can't. You used to be able to drive right by the White House, but you can't anymore. So the street in front of the White House is just a pedway, like
a mall. Yeah.
Yeah. Pet-a-bear.
Pet-a-bear.
Pet-a-bear hangs out front. It's real creepy.
on the Republican side.
Oh, absolutely. Pet-a-bear is a Republican, for sure, dude.
In my view, the American people will not vote for or tolerate a candidate who insults Mexicans and Latinos, who insults Muslims, who insults African Americans and women. Needless to say, I am going to do everything in my power, and I will work as hard as I can to make sure that Donald Trump does not become president of the
United States. Now, you notice that's not a...
Yes.
That's not a, I will endorse, I am endorsing Hillary Clinton,
right,
I'm
right.
giving up. But he's continuing to say... what he's been saying, which is I will do whatever I can to make sure that Donald Trump is not the president.
How does he go there and not endorse Hillary Clinton? And how does he go there? I'm not saying he should do that.
Right.
I just think it's odd that they would, whatever. I guess it doesn't matter.
I mean, he still said, Obama probably told him, you know, look, I've got to endorse Hillary at this point. You know, she's the
too bad, dude.
Presumptive nominee.
Do you think he was probably like, Bernie, I'd rather endorse you. I got it. So I had to have the worst Barack Obama. I don't know how to do it, man.
And it's not an easy one to do.
I used to have it in my head. Now I can't. I sound like some weird southerner or something. I'm Barack Obama. That's so bad. That's not even close.
So he did. Sanders said he called Clinton on Tuesday night to congratulate her on her election win.
Hello.
And he said today, I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump and to create a government which represents all of us and not just the 1%.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Bernie. I agree. Yeah.
And right after that, the president, shortly after that, the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, released this.
Yes.
For more than a year now, across thousands of miles in all 50 states, tens of millions of Americans have made their voices heard. Today, I just want to add mine. I want to congratulate Hillary Clinton on making history as the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States.
Look, presumptive.
I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it.
So he goes, you know, this goes on for 3 minutes.
What is that? A
lavishing
commercial?
Every orifice of Hillary. What?
Oh, wow. 3.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
That's plenty.
A lot of time. Yeah. Jeez. What is he?
There's a dental dam.
Oh, jeez. God, I'm not going to do that. I have a joke about dental dams on Friday. I won't be doing that. I'm not going to do that joke. My mom, my relatives will be there in the show. God damn it.
The Ryan Pfeiffer clean show.
It's not going to be the clean show, but I'm definitely, I got to steer clear of a bunch of shit because, anyway, yeah. Well, I'm glad Obama endorsed Hillary. That's good.
And, well, the presumptive nominee he endorsed.
Oh, he didn't say Hillary. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he said Hillary, but he called her presumptive. He didn't, you know.
NBC called her the nominee.
Presumptive.
They said presumptive?
Yeah, everybody's saying presumptive.
What kind of, that's the most bullshit announcement I've ever heard. She's a presumptive nominee, meaning
yes.
That's not a thing. That's not a nominee. That's the presumptive nominee. That's a bullshit announcement.
And if she had gotten, I guess if she had gotten enough delegates without the super delegates, like if Bernie hadn't gotten all that he got, which is
right.
A shit ton of delegates.
Yes.
If he hadn't gotten them and she had enough to just get it outright without the super delegates, then I believe it wouldn't be presumptive. It would be what's the term they use then for it's more likely than presumptive.
I don't know. I'm really sure this is going to happen.
Right. Nominee. Right. That one. They've got all these levels. You know, they have all these different terms.
Oh, yes.
So that's it. So the president endorsed Bernie, didn't concede,
right?
But he is still saying that he is going to absolutely do whatever he can to make sure that,
yeah,
DJT, DJ Trump.
Are people saying that? Are they calling him that, referring to him as DJT?
No, okay. I don't think so.
It's funny though.
That
ditched
that,
ditched.
Yeah, DJ screw, racist, DJ
off.
Hood,
get out of here,
is going to be the nominee. He is the presumptive nominee also, I guess.
Wow.
Right?
When you hear Bill Kristol, that little right-wing nutjob troll, prattling on the TV, he still sounds like he's holding out hope that there's going to be some third-party nominee that's going to come in there and save the day for these shitty Republicans.
Ain't happening. Yesterday, he was saying it again. You know, I still think it's a possibility that for those of us that are concerned about, you know, the values of the Republican Party, that there will be a viable third party candidate that those who are not, you know, foul, evil racists.
Right.
And Islamophobes.
The thing is, like, what the hell would a GOP third party candidate look like anyway? I mean, what would it look like? I have no idea. It would have to be a right wing nut job, like Wade Jesus-y, but
And somebody who doesn't want to have a career anymore in politics, because I mean, there's really no way
he would have to look like Trump. Just sound less racist.
Right. Right. Good luck. Good luck for that.
And then he would have to spend his whole time explaining how all of his policies are very similar to Trump, but he's different. And the fact that he doesn't say out loud that he's a racist, that's a tough message.
Yeah. Trump doesn't do it well.
No.
Trump doesn't do it at all.
But hey, he's made it this far and he did really well. I mean, you know, the thing about him that makes you nervous is, I underestimated him the whole way. I didn't think he would win the Republican nomination. I just didn't. I thought it would flare out. I thought people would stop caring, and I was wrong. And now I'm sure that he won't be elected president.
Yeah.
And you know, that makes me nervous.
Really?
A little bit. I mean, I thought I've been wrong about him the whole
everybody
fucking
has.
Time, man.
Everybody has.
So why wouldn't I be wrong about this? Why wouldn't
That's
we be
true.
Wrong about this?
We're hoping that the numbers will be real. But it's still, you got to think about the Hispanic vote and the Black vote and the women vote. And you know, he's not doing a hell of a lot to change that right now.
No.
Especially on the Hispanic side.
Right.
I mean,
how are you a woman and vote Trump?
I don't know. I don't get it. They're
Insanity.
Out there. Although most of his toadies are, a lot of his toadies on the telly are, have inside parts.
Yes.
Right?
Well, don't you think that's calculated? I mean, you know how hard that is to find the toadies with the inside parts
right.
that support Trump? I mean, what kind of, how do you find, I mean, he's like, he's not like Mitt Romney with those binders full of women.
But that's him saying, well, if anybody does have binders full of women, for real, it's Donald Trump.
Well, he actually does have binders full of women. It's called those stupid, what did he have, Miss Universe?
He's got the Miss Universe catalogs or whatever.
God damn it. There's a guy running for president used to run a stupid beauty contest or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, Miss Universe.
Trash.
That's his foreign policy experience.
Oh, okay.
Remember? He said one of the pundits asked him something about Russia one time. And his experience in Russia. And he goes, oh, I have experience with Russia.
Okay.
We ran the Miss Universe pageant there. Obviously, I'm qualified to deal with
the
leaders of the country.
Listen, if I was in charge of setting up an event in Russia such as that, I wouldn't know what to do. I would turn to him if I knew him for advice. Yeah. And I'm sure he would do a great job.
Trump.
Yeah. Well, he probably had somebody do it for him.
Well, right. Yeah, he just shows up and
hangs
with the girls.
He doesn't call ahead and make sure there's enough chairs in the audience. Yeah. He doesn't make sure everybody has refreshments backstage.
I'm sure, right. I'm sure.
Does he meet with a set designer for the set of Miss Universe?
They say, here's a picture of the set, Mr. Trump.
Okay.
Can you get me one with the girls on it? Have the girls stand on the picture so I can see what it looks like with them.
Do you think he's ever made a call during Miss Universe to the judge's table and he's like, listen, it looks like you're leaning toward Miss Philippines. I'm not into her.
I think
we got to go with Miss New Zealand. I'm sorry.
She's flat-chested. She can't be a 10.
Or she said something to
he
me.
He said that. You
oh,
can't
that's
be
right.
a 10 if you're flat-chested.
He said
we could play that clip if I found it.
Oh, my God.
And there are still a lot of people who want him to be our president.
It's a lot of people, man.
There's a difference.
It's enough people that it's disturbing.
Disturbing number of them, yeah. Over at the USA Today, there's a story about the Don, by the way. That
yes.
There's an audience in the crab diving studios today, ladies and gentlemen. Live studio audience.
Learning about a tree.
And the story is over at the USA Today.
Yes.
That Donald Trump. A bunch of people are coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, really?
And saying that the Donald over the years just doesn't pay his bills. There are reports, people coming out.
Yes.
Saying that hundreds of people, from carpenters, dishwashers, painters, and lawyers, even some of the lawyers that he's hired throughout the years.
Okay.
He just doesn't pay people.
What?
He's been involved.
How the hell does that work?
More than they've found out on the USA Today, 3,500 lawsuits.
Because he just doesn't pay?
Right.
His organization doesn't pay them?
A lot of these lawsuits involve...
That's insane.
...involve just ordinary people. Like, it's not... These evil corporations coming at him or this, you know, businesses and lawsuits. Well, it's a carpenter who did some work on some Trump bull crap and he never got paid. So
that carpenter probably had a whole team of other carpenters working with him.
Yeah.
So how did they get paid? This is nuts.
During the Atlantic City casino boom in the 80s, a cabinet maker by the name of Edward Friel.
Right.
Got a $400,000 contract to build the bases for slot machines, registration desks, bars, and other stuff at the new Harrah's Trump Plaza.
Oh, man. That's got to be a huge contract.
$400,000.
Wow. And he didn't get paid?
their business, cabinetry business, was founded in the 40s by his father. They finished the work in 1984. They submitted the final bill to the general contractor for the Trump Organization. His son, Paul, who's the firm's accountant, says, I still remember the amount of that bill 30 years later, $86,300.
Right.
The reason he remembers it is because they never got paid.
How can you do that? People go after him for payment, and his team of lawyers are able to fight him off?
I mean, I guess.
Is it not just cheaper to pay these people?
At least 60 lawsuits, along with hundreds of liens, judgments, and other government filings that USA went through, document people who have accused Trump and his businesses of failing to pay them for their work. A dishwasher in Florida, a glass company in Jersey, a carpet company, a plumber, painters, 48 waiters, dozens of bartenders, and hourly workers from the resorts and hotels.
What?
Real estate brokers who sold his shit. Ironically, several law firms that had represented him in previous suits.
Oh, okay. So, well, listen, I understand. If you want to run a really profitable business, the things that you buy, you just don't pay for them.
Right.
And you're everybody, right. You know.
That's how you make money. You don't pay for
right.
anything.
You don't have to, you get everything for free. Jesus. 48 waiters? How do you not pay a waiter? How does that work? You say, hey, you're not getting paid?
Yeah. These liens, I don't know. Trump and his daughter Ivanka, in an interview with USA Today, shrugged off the lawsuits, of course, and the other claims of non-payment. Donald says, if the people they pay weren't paid fully, if the people they hired weren't paid fully, it's because we were unhappy with their work.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, right.
It doesn't work like that. Has he ever... See, he's never probably had a job where somebody pays him because he was born rich.
Yeah. Well, remember that one rally he gave and like the lights went out for a minute or something? And Trump said, I actually like it better without all these bright lights. Leave them off. And then he said, but, you know, we're not paying for this place now.
Oh, my God.
He said that during the rally.
That's right.
Like, the lights went
out. I totally remember that.
But they came back on in a short period of time. But because they had gone off for that tiny little bit of time, Trump's like, we're not paying. I'm not paying for anything.
God, what an asshole. Can you imagine? The company that put in all those cabinets for his stupid slot machines didn't get paid.
Well, the guy said it ended up...
It's a casino.
...torpedoing their little business. They couldn't handle taking a hit for $85,000.
Well, who could?
Right.
who has $85,000 extra lying around? God, this guy's a dick.
I mean,
a casino, too. You think about the money a casino takes in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I've never owned a casino. I imagine that's a pretty good business. You're able to make a lot of money.
Well, right. A lot of people, some of the other opponents of Trump, like, didn't Rubio say, how do you lose money on a casino?
How does he lose money on a casino where he's not paying for any of the shit that's in it?
Well, right. Especially if he didn't pay for that stuff.
Oh my God.
But casinos are made, the whole point of the casino and the way the all the games are geared is there's no losing game for the house.
Right.
There's no game at a casino. Where the house has less than a 50% chance to win.
So how did this lunatic screw it up?
Well, there you go. I don't know.
And he's not paying any of the expenses for real.
Right, right.
This is totally amazing.
He says he's the man of the people and he's going to make jobs, all these jobs, right? All these great jobs. That's why the Mexicans are going to love him, because he's going to give everybody jobs.
Oh, yeah. And I might deport you. Or that's a hell of a thing. I might deport you or I might give you a shitty job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
However, they've been cited. Various Trump organizations have been cited numerous times for violations for not paying people.
Well... How does anybody's campaign for president withstand things like this? Because everyone should be horrified about this. This should be horrifying.
In 2007, a dishwasher filed a federal lawsuit against Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, hold on.
Trump's
confused.
Resort.
What do you mean a dishwasher?
A man who washes dishes.
One guy that washes dishes.
Said the club failed to pay time and a half for overtime he worked over 3 years. Also alleging that the company was failing to keep proper time records for companies.
Yeah, well, okay. What they mean by didn't keep proper time records, they kept records where they didn't have to pay for all the time.
Now, they ended up settling with him. Now, what is that? Donald, who says, I never settle.
We settled here.
Right. And when the first time he came out and said, I never settle.
Right.
2 minutes later, every news organization had a stack of times that Donald has settled. This is just another.
He just lies.
Right. Right. Donald doesn't have to tell the truth.
It's so confusing. Well, I mean, it's not. Wait. I'm sorry. It's not confusing. He always lies.
He said they offered to settle this one for the Trump U. Right? He said, I could have settled that. I could have settled, but it's a matter of principle. I'm not going to settle. And then the people involved in the lawsuit are like, there was no offer to settle.
What kind of who the hell is voting for him? Who comes out to his rallies at this point? I got to really it's hard for me to understand who is for him. He didn't pay a dishwasher. He didn't pay him the correct
overtime.
But then
they ended up settling. This guy got $7,500.
Yeah.
Oh, and
that's nice.
He had to agree to sign a standard kind of statement that says we do not admit fault.
And I'm sure the dishwasher can't talk about it.
And forbids the man or his lawyers from talking about the case is the rest of that sentence.
So this is how this is a little enlightening. This is how Trump works. This is the kind of thing we've been wanting to find out. He doesn't pay people.
Right.
And then when they complain, he pays them off, not the total amount. He gives them hush money.
And then binds them legally. Well, he probably says, look, I can make this go on forever.
Yes.
And you're just going to rack up legal bills.
Right. And I'll bleed you.
And I have millions of dollars that I can shit out to a lawyer without even feeling it.
Okay.
So that's why these people end up settling. Oh. And then they say, well, either we're going to get nothing or we're going to end up losing money or take your 75, right. But you sign this, keep your mouth shut.
And meanwhile, the dishwasher that didn't get his full wages, I'm sure he was able to live on his savings until he was waiting on that check.
I'm sure he had a healthy 401k. And
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is Les Miserables shit.
Are you suggesting Donald pays his workers not more than minimum wage, if at all possible?
Yeah.
Was it Rock? Who's the comedian that said, "When look at minimum, if you're making minimum wage, realize that if your company could pay you less, they would."
Yeah, he said
the only reason that you're not making less is because legally, your company cannot pay you less.
But that's because they're barely making a profit, some of these companies. Walmart is barely, wait a second.
Yeah.
They're making a lot of money.
Yeah, everybody's doing. Okay. Corporate profits have never been higher.
Right, and employee wages have never been
stagnant.
No, more stagnant.
Yep.
They haven't changed.
There's that.
Okay.
Oh, and prices have gone up too, by the way.
What do you mean?
For everything.
Are you saying shit costs more than it used to?
It does. And
I was talking to this guy, this dude last night at this open mic I was at. And he was telling me.
Alabama.
Yeah, he was telling me about this road trip he took cross country. And he said gas was 87 cents a gallon. 87
Damn.
Cents a gallon.
Wow.
That was in the 70s.
Look at some of the older movies.
All right.
10 cents a gallon.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You got to get cars that run on like banana peels and
I'm trying to remember this so I don't have to look it up. I think it's Norway. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's Norway.
Yeah.
Pretty close to passing a law that says by 2025.
Okay.
Right, you're like, okay, it's a long time. But nonetheless, it's only 9 years.
Okay.
By 2025, they're banning the sale of gas-using cars. They're only going to allow electric cars in Norway.
What's that?
Sold in Norway.
Right. What's that going to do to the oil industry? Okay. What are those poor people supposed to do?
I mean, a lot of us are
giving
zero fucks about what happens to the oil industry.
More oil for Exxon to spill in the ocean.
Right. But then there were also, I saw they've been trying to pass similar initiatives in other countries, and it's just impossible, man. The oil industry is so friggin' popular and has the whole world by the short and curlies in so tightly in so many places.
Yes.
That even in other pretty liberal countries,
right?
You know, Norway's about as liberal as it comes, but. In other countries, They can't. They still can't pass it.
Wow.
Something like that.
Jeez.
Norway's the first. So they're hoping that maybe once Norway gets it through their legislature, that maybe some of these other that have been holding out in Europe. It'll never happen here.
It'll happen.
We will never late.
It will happen here when it has to happen. Sure. When like the apocalypse is here and, you know, there's dumpster fires on every corner. That's when we'll fix everything. But we won't be able to.
Or until somebody finds out that like solar is immensely profitable.
Oh, yeah. If you can make money at it.
Yeah. And then you'll never see another drop of oil or gas again, because suddenly all the billionaires will be running to solar.
Right. But then what are we going to do with all these solar energy spills?
Right.
These wind.
Wind spills.
Windmill. Oh, I love, you know what? I know we already talked about it on this show. For previous episodes of Crab Diving, please go to crabdiving.com and download them.
That's right.
I love how Donald is opining about all the bald eagles that die flying into these windmills. Yeah, beautiful bald eagles. What about the other birds?
That's the only bird he cares about. All the birds are
about the
beautiful
other birds.
Eagles. Hundreds of our beautiful eagles are being killed.
So fucked up. Is it really? Is that true? Is it true every morning when you turn on the... Well, they stay on all night, don't they? The wind,
right.
Whatever. Who knows? Every day, is it just like a... Is it just like an eagle blender?
I guess so.
They're just flying in there, one after the other.
Like a Ginsu, battery of Ginsu knives that they fly through.
How many birds have been killed by oil? I always see those birds covered in oil.
Well, they said more cell phone towers kill more birds.
Oh, do they really?
Then wind farms.
Yeah. Even those cell phone towers, they dress up like trees.
And those new wind farms that they're making with those, like, they look like Christmas tree rotating blades. It's not even, they're not
like
the big fans.
They look
circular,
like
towers.
Inverted Christmas trees.
Yeah, there's these circular towers, and they supposedly catch the wind even better, and they're better for the birds, because the birds can see those.
Oh, okay.
And not strike into them.
Well, hopefully at some point the birds will start doing their part.
That's
quit ruining, quit
quit
ruining
our
goddamn
clean
wind turbine.
Are you ready for a good news transition story here?
Get transition.
I mean, you know, this is what I just opened up. That's
okay.
A transition story. We're changing subjects for a moment.
Changing subjects.
Good news out of our commie pinko liberal home state of California.
Hey, boy.
Where a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth U.S. Circuit,
okay,
the liberal one, voted there in San Francisco too. Probably,
oh geez,
sitting there with their cock rings on under their robes.
No.
Under their robes,
cock rings were outlawed in San Francisco
in public,
right?
You can walk naked in public,
right?
But cock rings have been banned.
They're so busy with these laws in San Francisco.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals,
yes,
sets precedent for the Western states, basically. They made a decision that they're saying they think is unlikely that will even be reviewed by the SCOTUS. So
Scrotus.
This will probably stay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to do with the Second Amendment.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's the only
one I like.
The federal court here said firearm owners have no constitutional right to carry a concealed gun in public if they face no specific danger. So they're saying, you know, that Second Amendment, which says a well-regulated militia, which is the part that the Second Amendmenters always seem to
I've never seen that part.
A well-regulated militia, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon.
Yes.
So the court out west said that walking around with your gun hidden, in your clothes,
right?
If there's no danger around, that may be not covered in the Constitution.
But here's what I'll say. Sometimes the danger is hidden. Many times the danger is hidden.
Yes.
Let me show you some evidence. Kate, get me that evidence.
Right. There's far more good guys with a gun shooting themselves, shooting other good people stories immensely higher numbers of those stories
what
than
about the
good guy
about-
with a gun saving, turning into Jack Bauer and saving everybody from the bank robbery.
Listen, I'm going to turn into Jack Bauer as soon as I get this goddamn bullet in my gun. Is that one time we went shooting? That is the hardest thing. I don't know how anybody's ready to go at any moment. You got to load that gun. It takes like 15 minutes. I'm going to say, listen, Al-Qaeda intruder who just came into my home in the suburbs.
Yes. Could you hold that thought for a moment? Two California counties had passed legislation limiting their permits that said that the people who wanted concealed guns needed to show good cause to do so. Like they needed documented threats. Maybe they've got an ex who says, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. Right. Or, certain jobs, you know, if you're a diamond courier. I don't know.
Diamond courier.
Don't ask me why you need a gun.
You got to be careful doing that. Diamonds, that's a whole horrible business.
This, by the way, places the Ninth Circuit in line with other courts that have surprisingly upheld the same thing.
Yes.
New York, Maryland, New Jersey have all denied concealed carry applications in certain cases.
Okay.
And then we've got what we did the story about. What is it, Florida? It's on our Facebook.
Hey.
Is it Florida that wants open carry everywhere? Is it the state we're in right now?
Yes. It's either that or Texas. I'm checking. I think it is Florida, though. Oh, it is Florida. Yeah, they want it everywhere.
Yeah, they
want
to do like Georgia did, right? Didn't they passed that in Georgia not that long ago.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you can carry guns.
Like 2 days later, we had a guy walking around a park. Remember we did that story? Where parents called the popo in Georgia about a guy who had his big old gun walking around a park with these kids. And when the police confronted him about it, he said, I'm just exercising my right like I've been given in the Constitution. He was just being a dick.
And what did the cops say?
And making people nervous.
And the cops said,
we can't do anything.
You can't do anything. Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you know, you're making these people nervous. We can't really tell you to leave.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're making parents here a little twitchy walking around with your hardware around their little kids.
It's right. That's a good way to put that. It makes you twitchy.
Yeah.
Florida Supreme Court weighs allowing open carry of guns. Yeah, that's a story.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then we've done the stories. And then you find out that you got one guy walking around with his gun. Then you got another one who's walking around with his gun.
You know, there's a group called Florida Carry.
Yeah,
and the attorney representing that group is named Eric Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, that's funny.
Mr. Friday.
Mr. Friday.
So a good ruling, 7-4.
Okay.
In San Diego, that San Diego and Yolo counties, you know, we have a Yolo.
Oh, my
Yolo
God.
County.
Yolo.
In California.
God, I just said that. Will you hit me with the soundboard?
Well, that's the name of the county.
I know, but.
They didn't infringe on the Second Amendment. So
good. That's the biggest concern.
The NRA weeping into their scotch tonight that they lost one, and the evil tyranny of Barack Hussein Obama has taken away their guns.
Well, he's taken away a lot of guns, hasn't he?
Yeah, right here. I'm holding them all in my hand right now.
Well, we even had Sandy Hook.
All the guns Obama's taken away.
We even had Sandy Hook. There's no reasonable gun control passed after that. Nothing happened.
Right.
So where is this? Explain the paranoia that Obama's coming for your guns. He's not. Nobody is.
Well, you're obviously not paying attention to the right news sources.
Oh, okay.
You gotta turn on Fox and Breitbart and WND and see all the giant piles of guns Obama's secretly confiscated from everyone.
Right. By the way, I don't mean to bring race into this, but let's say... I don't know what's going on. I just know that the Supreme Court has been asked to make the whole state like an open carry zone or whatever.
Sure.
So, okay. I don't mean to bring race into it, but let's say an African-American man is walking down someone's lily white suburb here and he's got his AK-47 or whatever the hell slung across his bag. Do you think anybody calls the police?
Well, that's the story in California, right? When Ron Reagan, St. Ron Reagan, to the conservatives. When he passed, he's the one who signed the assault weapons ban, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he passed gun legislation in California, coincidentally, after the Black Panthers showed up, all armed to the teeth on the steps of the Capitol.
Right.
And they did their open carry protest completely legally.
Yes.
But The story was back, that was in the 70s.
Sure. It
before, scared the shit out of all the white people. Oh, yes. And they're like, we gotta put a cap on this gun stuff because the blacks got some now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Well, and in Texas, right? Remember those open carry dickwads who, and by the way, I'm not completely 100% anti-gun. Right. I'm just anti getting shot. Had guns.
That's all.
But there's a lot of ways you can have sensible legislation.
Absolutely.
And still have your pea shooters.
But I need an extended magazine because what if Al Qaeda comes in through my basement?
What if there's 70 burglars sneaking in through the basement?
Right.
What if I'm a really bad shot?
Listen, do you know how many home invasions happen in this country each year?
Probably way too many.
Yeah, but how many?
I don't know.
Not a lot.
Right. Right.
Not a lot.
Right. Where was I going with this? Supreme Court. So that's what it is. Supreme Court in the California, or the Circuit Court, made a good decision.
Oh,
saying
shit.
Saying that, you know what?
Well,
the Constitution doesn't exactly say that you're allowed to walk around with your secret gun.
Your secret gun?
Right.
Right. What if you have one of those James Bond guns or something that's like hidden at the end of an umbrella?
Oh my God. Texas. That's where I was going.
Texas, right. Oh, you can have that in Texas. Right. Is it true in Texas they require every umbrella to be loaded?
Yeah, well, that poor woman.
Oh my God. That's a horrible story.
We just found out today a woman was killed in, I think it was North Carolina or something, on the beach when
some
winds whipped up one of those beach umbrellas and turned it into a deadly missile.
Well, I'm going to make the argument that always gets made with this gun control shit. Well, you can get killed by a beach umbrella.
Right. Beach umbrellas don't kill people. People kill people.
Wind
kills people.
Right. What about that? Why don't you ban beach umbrellas?
Right. Right. But in Texas, the story was that I remembered that I started was the open carry ninnies were out going to go out into a predominantly African-American neighborhood.
Oh, that's nice.
And march.
Yes.
With their open carry guns.
Why?
Because they can.
Okay.
And they were met by counter-protesting Black Panthers with their big guns.
Great.
And the open carry guys were like, okay, maybe we'll go somewhere else.
What's wrong with our country? Right. Why are we so shooty?
Right.
This is happening in Paris, France.
No.
Not Paris, Georgia.
Right. Is that how it's pronounced?
Paris.
It's not Paris or something like that?
No.
I know they usually try to change
their names. No, I mean,
interesting you bring up racism because there's a story over at Fox.
Okay. Please tell me Stacey Dash didn't say something shitty again. Too much of her.
There are two stained glass windows.
Oh, okay.
At the Washington National Cathedral.
Okay.
Which is the, I guess it's an Episcopal church, the official designation of it, but it's our national cathedral.
Oh, I have a guess as to where this is going.
There are two stained glass windows.
Okay.
Memorializing Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and
I knew it.
Stonewall Jackson.
I knew it.
Complete with some stars and bars action.
Right. Okay.
On them.
Right.
So in the latest example of the growing effort to remove the images.
Well, that's my heritage. I'm Southern.
Of the Confederate flag. The cathedral will be putting plain glass in these sections to replace the sections the flags are currently on.
That's sad.
The cathedral's governing body made the decision last week to remove the flag portions. So Stonewall.
Yes.
And Robert E. Lee are still going to be there.
They get to stay.
They get to stay.
Even though they fighted for the side that was pro-slavery.
It's the...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's the flag
okay
that are going. Which really aren't... That's not the flag they fought under, right? That's that...
I don't know.
We hear that all the time, that the...
They fought under
the
a different flag.
That was on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
Is a certain Confederate battle flag. It wasn't like the flag of the Confederacy.
Wonder why that one caught on. Is it a design thing? Do people prefer
we
that?
We found out why it caught on.
Oh,
back
why?
In because the KKK adopted it back in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
So, yeah.
I remember that now. Okay.
So when they say it's not that the Southern battle flag it has nothing to do with racism, the current popularity of it abso-fucking-lutely has and is all about racism.
Okay, this is great. Now I can demonstrate some Republican brain jujitsu or whatever. Okay, it was their flag. That was the Klan's flag. But that the Klan is racist, but that doesn't mean the flag is.
Well, I mean, Klan-y people.
Oh, Klan-y
people. And white supremacists.
Okay.
And their friends adopted the flag.
Right.
In the 20s.
So that was
they resurrected
symbol.
This kind of obscure battle flag.
Okay.
That, again, was not the official flag of the Confederacy, not of America, Confederate States of America.
Yeah, yeah.
But they started using that as a symbol of white supremacy
stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There you go.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Lily Tomlin.
Hey, yeah.
When ringing in.
Yeah. Whatever Lily Tomlin says goes. It better.
Now, I'm on the Fox News website here reading this story about the Confederate battle flags being removed from the stained glass.
Screw you,
at
hippie.
The National Cathedral. What? And the top,
God.
You want to know what the top comment is, the most upvoted comment.
Okay.
Down below.
Right.
Is sad when even the churches bow to PC and try to erase history.
I like what Obama said about people saying things like we're too politically incorrect. What did he say that speech about? People who say that our society is becoming too politically incorrect, too politically correct. He said something that was, God damn it. I can't remember.
I remember.
Whatever.
I know that's Trump's favorite. One of Trump's favorite things is that's how he excuses saying the shit he says.
Yeah. I'm not politically.
I'm sick of being PC.
I'm sick of not being racist. Yeah, I want to be openly racist.
Exactly it.
Whatever. Obama said something smart about that. That's good enough. Google it.
This guy says, they're trying to insist that I respect that rainbow LGBT flag, while at the same time deny me the right to respect the stars and bars. You can respect the fuck out of the stars and
right.
bars. They're just not going to put... Is there a rainbow flag being carved into the National Cathedral window? I don't think so.
Let me explain, let me explain the difference to you between the stars and bars and the gay flag.
To this symbol, idiot.
Right. Yeah. No.
I know the difference.
I know
okay.
you do. I'm just saying, yeah, to that guy. The rainbow flag is a symbol of inclusion, right? LGBT
I would think,
rights.
Yes.
Now, whose rights the Confederate flag symbolizes exclusionary.
Pretty much.
Right.
Double exclusion.
Right.
Because we don't want the North.
Slavery.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It's similar but different. Actually, it's not similar. It's only different. That's insane. That guy.
And a comment supporting his comment says, I'd burn the rainbow and the Mexican flag.
Right. The Listen Mexican
to this.
Flag.
Listen to the big, giant, swinging American balls on this brave man. I'd burn the rainbow and the Mexican flag because I'm a big, white American. Jesus
pick out.
Christ.
Okay, I want to show this guy four different flags. Pick out the Mexican flag that you're going to burn. You wouldn't be able to.
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to. But then again, I don't want to burn the Mexican flag. Because what a lunatic. Those people get to vote. That's awesome.
The American history we were taught in public schools is far different from what kids are being taught today.
Yes, because we're a progressive society and we learn how to teach people better. We learn how to teach more better.
Oh boy. They still lie and teach the war of Northern aggression was about slavery instead of states' rights against an oppressive federal Yankee.
Yankee.
This is 2016 and they're using the word Yankee instead of states' rights against an oppressive federal Yankee government. Right. The states' rights.
Well,
what states' rights did your states want?
Slavery.
There you go. Slavery. The charter.
Yes.
We read. Remember, we read the charter. Wasn't it North Carolina? I think the letter, the "fuck you, we're leaving" letter.
Yes.
To President Lincoln, that the North Carolina legislature sent.
Yes.
And it said, like in the first sentence, about in order to preserve the heritage of slavery.
See that now? People say the Civil War weren't about slavery.
Well, right. But Georgia. Read the Georgia.
Read them all.
Yeah.
All those things. It mentions slavery in the first sentence. Generally, when you write a paper, the first part of the paper says what the whole thing is going to be about. It's generally the most important thing of the paper.
Bury the lead?
I mean, I'm not an English. Right? I didn't major in English, but shit.
Don't bury the lead.
And you know who? The Civil War was also about slavery, too. Slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, that's all.
Right.
Whatever.
I believe they had an opinion.
Yeah.
The people of Georgia have dissolved their political connection with the government of the United States of America, present to their Confederates and the world, the causes which have led to the separation. For the last 10 years, we have had numerous and serious causes of complaint against our non-slave-holding Confederate states.
God damn, your Southern accent is so genteel. It's
with
great.
Reference to the subject of African slavery.
Shit.
They have endeavored to weaken our security, to disturb our domestic peace and tranquility,
right.
And persistently refuse to comply with the express constitutional obligations, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, let me own these people in peace.
To us, in reference to that property.
That property, which is?
African slavery.
Do you know how hard it is?
I'm two sentences in to the declaration.
Two sentences.
Of why Georgia left the Confederacy, and they're saying, they won't let us have our slaves.
People always say it wasn't about slavery. They always say that.
Right. They don't read.
But we're reading the declarations of why people left that were originally written.
Well, they didn't mean it, Ryan.
Okay. Oh, is this part in hyperbole?
Right.
Is that italicized?
Right.
That's hyperbole.
Mississippi.
Okay.
In the momentous step which our state has taken into dissolving its connection with the government of which we so long formed a part, it is but just that we should declare the prominent reasons which have induced our course. Our position is thoroughly identified with the institution of slavery.
Bam! And we should play a drinking game. We should play a drinking game. And every one of these letters, when somebody says slavery, take a shot.
How difficult English is that? Our position is thoroughly identified with the institution of slavery. I said it slow for the dumb listeners.
Thoroughly. Thoroughly.
Right. So no. It wasn't the War of Northern Aggression, Ryan. It wasn't about slavery at all. Oh my God. So
amazing.
Yeah, if you ever want to have fun, ladies and gentlemen, go over to Fox.
Oh yeah.
Go to any story really and head down to the
comments.
The comments section.
God,
you'll
damn.
Be at one point you'll be thrilled and laugh, and the other side you'll just want to open a vein and sit in the tub with a glass of Chardonnay.
I don't even want to laugh. I tell you, man. I love the guy. This one guy, he wants to burn everything. God, if you live next to him, I'd be nervous. He's gonna set fire to shit.
Yeah.
He's burning the gay flag and the Mexican flag.
Right.
What about the gay Mexican flag? Burning that too.
There probably is one. There probably is one.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
A gay Mexican flag. I don't know.
So the National Cathedral taking away more of our history.
Wow. Well, I mean, let me ask you something. In Germany, they have a National Cathedral over there. Do they have a bunch of swastikas?
I would think no.
Littered about?
No, the swastika is banned.
It's banned.
In Germany, yeah. You can't rock the swastika in Germany. You get in trouble.
There is a gay Mexican flag. I just looked it up.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a Mexican flag. Wow. The Mexican flag is intense, dude. It's a picture of a...
It's got like an eagle-y kind of...
It's like a lion-y, hawk or something.
Eagle-y.
Eating a snake. Eating a snake perched on a cactus.
Green, white, and red, right?
Yeah, damn.
Something like that.
Who wants to be an eagle in Mexico? That's horrible. You got to sit on cactuses all day and eat snakes.
It's probably safer for them there because they don't have wind farms.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The poor eagles.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you're going to buy anything on the internets, know, you can help us out here at Crab Diving. We don't bombard you with advertisements.
Yes.
You can slip us a little bit of a commission if you buy your shit through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Takes you to Amazon. Whatever you buy for that session, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little cut. Doesn't cost you anything, but it helps us out here to provide the wonderful 10 hours a week of stellar entertainment.
Can you buy a Confederate flag on Amazon, or did that go away?
God, I want to say I thought they...
I was gonna say, if you're going to buy any of that, go please buy it on our... through our portal. And
if you're gonna,
I don't care.
You, yeah, Southerners listening, if you, you want to preserve you your heritage.
Wait, no, you can. Wait. You can buy it, the state of Georgia flag. Does the state of Georgia doesn't have the stars and bars on it anymore, does it?
I think the only one is Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Still possessing the stars and bars in its state flag.
God, this is racist shit everywhere.
They've been trying to get them to do it. Mississippi is, of course, it's Mississippi.
You know what? You can't buy a Confederate flag. However, you can buy a Confederate flag like this inset into a T-shirt or a do-rag.
But no, you can't just have one to fly. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The Mississippi state flag, does it still have that in it?
Yeah. It's still part of the official state flag.
Oh, shit.
What else is going out? On out in the world, it is 6:27 Central Time here. Oh, yeah. And we've been going for a little while. I've got a story here about Germany. Interesting, you see.
Nine.
Say about Germany. There's a place in Germany.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
Members of the... This is in, I believe, the town of Oberville.
Oh.
members of the Familiensport und FKK Bund Waldteigfreunde Moritzburg.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one term.
That's one term.
Those Germans know how to slap those words together.
Oh, yeah.
Familiensport und FKK Bund Waldteigfreunde Moritzburg.
Right.
Nudist group.
Okay. They have that in Germany?
They like to spend their days walking around Moritzburg in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
Letting it all hang out.
Not in the grocery store?
They are...
Meet me in the library.
They are upset. Now, just to show you that there are nuts everywhere.
Okay.
And
literally.
Xenophobes everywhere.
Okay.
You know, Germany... opened up its borders for the most amount of these Syrian refugees, you know, these secret ISIS members that are 2 and 3 years old,
right,
that are being dragged across by their mothers from from the horrible bombing and gassing going on in Syria. But every single one of them is a hardcore anti-American Islamist, of course.
Oh, sure.
Or in this case, anti-German Islamist. but there is a proposed near their Familiensport and FKK Bund Waldteigfreunde Moritzburg nudist colony.
Okay.
They're planning on building a $1.7 million area for refugees. They're going to build a little building, a little compound to try to house some of these refugees. You know, they're helping them assimilate into the German culture and into Germany.
Sure.
But the nudists have launched a protest against it because of, and it's the same stuff that we hear here. They're rapists. They're going to commit crimes. Yeah.
You mean these people that had to leave their country because they were fleeing ISIS?
They're worried about sexual assaults committed by these Syrian refugees because these dumpy Germans are running around with their beavers and their boners hanging out.
Oh, yeah. By the way, all these Syrian refugees, you know what they say to stuff like this? You think we're bad. You should see what we ran from. Yeah. ISIS. They really suck.
Although once they see these people running around in the woods naked, they might be like, send me back to send me back to Syria.
I don't want to hang out with these naked Germans. Yeah. Sucks. God, you know, this whole refugee thing to me is particularly just all the xenophobia surrounding this is particularly heinous and depressing, especially in this country. Because if you think about, like, if we can't have empathy for those people, who can we really? I mean, they're literally running from ISIS, from their houses.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And
it's crazy. And
hellfire flying from the sky.
Yeah.
And
maybe just help them instead of hate them. Oh, that's a good slogan.
The nudist group's treasurer, Petra Hoffman. Where did she hold the money?
I don't know. In a sack.
said that they've got 400 members.
Yeah, that's a lot of naked people walking
around. Since 1905, our more than 400 members maintain a traditional way of life, the culture of nudity.
So that was, listen, I don't have a problem with them walking around naked in the woods. I don't, but I will make fun of them a little bit. The traditional way of life, meaning before clothing was invented.
Well, yeah, right. The traditional nudity.
I love it. It's the traditional way before we figured out how to make clothes. Meanwhile, we just freeze to death.
So there, she says they're worried because of, again, they're going to set up a camp of young men. This is that trope that every Syrian refugee is 16 to 24.
Right.
Radicalized, angry.
Do they come already with a bomb included?
Well, right. It's interesting because the footage I've seen of the Syrian refugees like crossing rivers and floating up
kids.
On the beaches of the Mediterranean have all been like kids and women and families and
older
grandmas
people.
And grandpas. And
you know what?
There are some of those type people in there that are 16 to 24-year-old
But they're
males.
Carrying all their shit in a plastic
right.
bag.
Right,
Everything
right,
they
right.
own, they're carrying in a plastic bag and walking through the mud. They don't have coats on, some of them. They're walking through the cold mud with everything they own in a plastic bag, going to these horrible camps, and then they're sent to countries. And when they get to a country, they're rapists or terrorists.
So
it's insane.
They want the district to work specifically with young refugee men to educate them on nudist culture.
So what the fuck?
Don't go out into the woods because you're going to see some Germans. Running around naked.
Yeah, it's similar to when you went out in the woods in Syria and you saw a bunch of ISIS people running around. I think they can handle nudists.
Yeah, except they were on fire.
Right. They don't give a shit about nudists. They don't care. They're fine with nudists.
They may not.
You know what they want? Some warm food, some clothing, and not to be chased by terrorists. That's it.
Yeah.
I imagine. I don't know.
So there you go. Just to show you that.
That's so fucking stupid.
That the ninnies.
Yeah. What? Wait. Did they put out a dossier of things we're all supposed to know about these German nudists?
I think they're still in the planning stages of exactly how they're going to educate the Syrians.
Think about that. These people are fleeing ISIS, and these guys, their first thought is like, "Well, I hope these refugees that are fleeing ISIS treat me right." Who the hell thinks like that?
I went in the woods and I saw this guy. I thought he was wearing a black bikini with a pink button on the front, but that's not exactly what was going on.
Whatever. I mean, the Syrians don't give a shit about you being a nudist. I'm just guessing. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're not going to bother you.
I'm thinking
don't worry about
it. Kind of the same thing. They don't give two shits.
They're just happy they're not being chased by terrorists. What narcissists these people are, by the way.
Right.
Stupid.
We've got a little bit of a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
This Stanford rapist dude.
Oh, my God, this guy.
Whipping out the white privilege and getting, like, 6 months. And then I was saying he might probably won't even serve 6 months because of the good behavior things and all that stuff.
And he's probably got nice, rich lawyers.
Everybody's Jeez. Pretty much coming out. Even I saw some Texas legislator gave a speech saying it was a ridiculous sentence. The people, some of the, I saw now that the judge, there's a big recall petition out that has more than 100,000 signatures already to recall this asshole, the judge that gave 6 months because the convicted rapist, it might hurt his future to be in jail for longer. That's literally what this guy said.
Oh, my God. His future?
Yeah. Well, he's white. He's white and a college kid, and what his parents are rich. What about the
victim having to deal with being raped?
The girl that, who was raped, right, has to live with that for her whole life.
Oh, God. This white dude's future is going to be fine.
So it turns out that the judge has been, you know, still hearing cases. This is one of those deals where you can't yank him, you know. I don't know. I guess there's got to be a recall or something. But he recently has been having trouble. Nobody wants to be a juror on any of his new cases. He was recently, like yesterday, working on a new case, and they were having a jury selection part. And many of the people stood up. One woman even said, look, I can't do this. I just can't do this after what you did to that girl.
Wow.
And after the sentence you gave. And the judge said, I saw the quote, the judge said, I understand, thank you. I understand, thank you.
Wow.
And recused him. So people are refusing to be jurors for this guy because of the heinous, ridiculous, low sentence he gave.
Jeez.
To Brock Turner.
Good God. That's an insane story, man.
His loathsome father, we read the letter that he'd sent to the court.
What a douche.
Saying, my son's life is going to be ruined for 20 minutes of action. Remember that?
Thank God, yeah.
20 minutes of action.
Action.
My son's life is going to be ruined.
That means he sees that as not, they just don't see it as rape or something. For some weird reason. Jeez.
One guy says, well, now the father has set up a website asking for donations.
Oh, my God.
For poor, poor little Brock's legal defenses.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Kickstarter or something?
I think he put up his... Kickstarter in those places, I don't think they do that anymore.
They don't accept that?
Yeah, like you can't raise money for your court cases anymore after all these jerk-offs were doing it. All the hate funding, remember?
Because the idea of Kickstarter is supposed to be somebody who wants to start some business that's going to, I don't know, help the freaking planet as opposed to raise defense funds for horrible people.
There was also a Facebook page set up early in May, which has since been deleted, asking for supporters to help their parents, Dan and Carlene. One woman, friend wrote, a lifelong friend said, as a lifelong friend, mother, and person who has watched this family grow, I'm reaching out to you on behalf of Dan Turner and Carlene Bradfield Turner. They're dealing with a monumental, life-changing, and tragic situation with Brock. And their expenses continue to mount.
Well, I mean, yeah, all of that's true, but I mean...
The judge, Aaron Persky...
That's what happens when your son rapes somebody behind a dumpster.
Cited...
Asshole.
Cited his alcohol use, along with positive character references from others, when he set aside the maximum 14-year prison term in favor of 6 months.
God, he could have given the guy...
Prosecutors were asking for 6 years. They weren't even asking for the maximum.
Oh, shit.
He gave him 6 months. But in his sentencing, he wrote, a prison sentence would have a severe impact on him. I think he will not be a danger to others.
I think he will.
6 months. Let's find a black kid with a joint.
Or somebody.
Here in this state or in Alabama or anywhere. And this guy raped a girl.
I told you, man, I met a guy last night in Alabama. He got arrested for having... He described it as just a little bit of marijuana.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's 6 months probation.
Ridiculous.
What
we got our
the
priorities.
Hell are we doing?
Our priorities are effed up.
Isn't it because our prison system, we treat it like they run it like a hotel?
Profits.
It's vacancy.
Yeah.
Want to fill those beds.
The private prison industry needs to go away because...
Wait, we want to run that like a business.
By definition, yeah. Their goal is to keep people in prison. So, of course, whenever stuff like let's decriminalize, not even legalize, let's decriminalize marijuana comes along, or let's get rid of mandatory minimum sentences because it's dumb, because there are circumstances sometimes, and a judge should have the ability to decide based on each individual case. That's kind of justice, to immediately impose mandatory minimum sentences on somebody ain't justice.
And what's the point of having a judge?
Right.
I mean, if he has no discretion mm-hmm. and his hands are tied, what's right. he judging? He's just reading out, okay, you get this. I have to say exactly this.
The Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris, who is
she going to be president one day?
Maybe. She's probably going to be our senator, our new senator
from California.
She's got a runoff election against Loretta Sanchez coming up, though.
See, California's awesome. She's running against...
two Democrats.
Another Democrat.
Because right. we got that thing in our state where
whoever gets the most
everybody,
votes wins.
It's an open primary.
Right.
If you get more than 50% of the vote, you win. So she could have been senator already.
What a novel concept.
Yeah. If you don't, then they take the top two regardless of party. So it's not we have to have one Republican. We have to have one Democrat.
Why don't we do that
with
president?
Because California doesn't like Republicans. So
if we had an open primary for president, there wouldn't be a Republican nominee. Right? There's no way. You would have two Democrats get the majority, don't you think?
Actually, right now it might be Hillary versus Bernie. It would probably be Bernie versus Trump the way things are going in this country,
God.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
sadly.
Yeah,
Trump got a lot of votes, man. Trump broke records for the number of votes cast for him in this primary. The Republicans should be so proud. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Kamala Harris took a swipe at the this ridiculous 6 months jail sentence. She was speaking in San Francisco. She said she's concerned that the victim's voice was not heard. It was not respected. It was not given dignity in the process, she says. When someone is facing a 14-year maximum sentence, which is what I believe was the exposure in this case, there has got to be extraordinary mitigating facts to reduce it down to what I believe ended up being 6 months, she said.
And what were the mitigating facts?
And I don't know if the facts actually merit that kind of mitigation, is what she says.
So why would the judge do that?
It's affluenza. He said it. Well, this poor boy, he was drunk.
Right. He didn't know what he was doing.
The girl was drunk.
I've been drunk a shit ton.
The girl was drunk.
I've been drunk a shit ton. I don't remember seeing somebody laying next to a dumpster and thinking I needed to.
The girl being drunk in their minds means
it was her fault
asking for it. Yeah,
lovely.
She shouldn't have gotten drunk.
Did you not watch that movie with Jodie Foster? Did nobody watch that goddamn movie?
Yeah, you know there was. I saw an article the other day about that, and they were they showed lines from that movie. And they're like, we're still fighting this. When was that movie? 25, 30 years ago? Whenever the hell that movie was?
Ages ago. Jodie Foster played a young kid in it, right? Like, what's her character? She's right outside.
And they're still fighting that battle now.
Yeah.
In the courts. The victim is still being prosecuted in these cases. Well, what were you wearing? Well, what do you mean?
What does it matter?
Yeah, right.
I can wear whatever I want. It's America.
Right.
It doesn't mean.
Teach your girls not to wear those short skirts. How about teaching your asshole boys not to rape?
Well, how about.
There's something. There's a novel idea.
Why don't you stitch a warning on the skirt that says wearing this may result in rape?
Right. There should be a warning label, you're saying?
Yeah, sure.
If you can read this, you've gone too far. The reactions are still rolling in. Usually bad, but there are some,
right?
Of course, that are saying heinous stuff about it. You know, this is they're talking about the rape culture whatever. If there is such a thing or whatever in this country, that especially on campus, it seems to be whitewashed a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know,
especially if there's an athlete involved.
Right. Oh, yeah, dude. Listen, if you can catch a ball, throw the ball, hit the ball, that is very, very valuable in this society. People love that shit more than anything.
What else is going on? I've got a... we have a new Miss USA, you know.
Do we really? We still have that? Is it Miss America or Miss USA? Is that the same thing?
They're different.
Oh.
There's two different ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one's better?
I don't know. I mean,
I know it's an odd question.
I don't know. I always got the vibe that Miss America was
Me too.
The better fancier one.
What about Miss Universe?
And Miss USA was a little more ghetto. Wait, it's like Playboy versus Penthouse.
Right. Well, wait. Now, is Miss Universe, Miss Universe, where is Miss Universe in that? Is it more ghetto or less ghetto?
That's the whole world.
Oh, that's more prominent.
And then there's
more.
Miss World. So I always thought Miss Universe was classier than Miss World. I could be wrong.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Well, wait, that makes a lot of sense. That's a whole universe. We're talking about just the world.
Well, but there weren't any Romulans entering.
The Martians. Or
any, right now, our extent of the universe is a little limited as far as not being diverse.
Right.
American Family Association official Sandy Rios.
Oh, God.
You'll remember her.
Absolutely. She's heinous.
Sandy Rios has a radio show.
Right.
And she was talking about our newly crowned Miss USA, whose name is Deshauna Barber.
Okay.
And during her, one of the questions, you know, the how are you going to save the world questions that they asked her, she was asked about the Pentagon's decision to make all combat jobs available to women.
Okay.
Now, Deshauna Barber is in the Army.
Right.
She's an Army Reserve officer. They asked her that question.
This is the question they asked her during the...
during the pageant.
Okay.
And she said the decision called it an amazing job by our government to allow women to integrate into every branch of the military. We are just as tough as men. As a commander of my unit, I am powerful. I am dedicated, and it is important that we recognize that gender does not limit us in the United States Army.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
She's a commander.
Right. That's the best answer probably you've ever had on one of those pageant shows.
Right. Not bad, right?
That's a great answer. Yeah, that's better than the other answers we've heard in the past.
Sandy Rios of the American Family Association has a slightly different take on that answer.
Yesterday, there was another clip that reminded me of this. This is a new the woman who's just been crowned Miss USA. Okay, let me give you her name. It's Deshauna Barber. She's a military, member of the military. And so when she's crowned and they bring her forward, they want to ask her a question. And I want you to listen to the question and then her answer.
Oh, we're going
to
hear it. I just read it.
For District of Columbia, Judge Number 2, Josie, has your question.
I do. I have a question that is maybe a little bit personal and close to your heart. The Pentagon.
What's with the stripper music going on in the background, by the way?
The same thing. And this dude reading the question sounds like an asshole. God, it's so trashy. What is with that music?
Right? I mean, they're asking...
Yesterday, there was another clip that reminded...
They're asking them serious, like, policy and how you're going to save the world questions. And it sounds like she should be spinning on a pole while she's answering.
Get your dollars ready for Sequoia, center stage.
Crazy.
To your heart. The Pentagon recently made the decision to open up all combat jobs to women. Now, some have questioned... Yes, great, right? Now, some have questioned whether this has put political correctness over our military's ability to perform at the highest level. What are your thoughts?
I can't get over this music that's playing in the background.
The guy reading the question sounds so in love with his voice and the way he's reading it. You just get that vibe from him. He did a great job, but, you know.
It's a nice read.
Yes. Good job, dude.
As a woman in the United States Army, I think it was an amazing job by our government to allow women to integrate into every branch of the military. We are just as tough as men. As a commander of my unit, I'm powerful. I am dedicated. And it is important that we recognize that gender does not limit us in the United States.
So as a woman, just so you know, because I say so, I am just as tough as a man.
This is Sandy Rios commenting.
About to say something shitty.
Yeah.
As I say so, I am just as tough as a man. I am powerful. And gender does not matter in the American military.
Right.
Yeah.
And she when she says she's just as powerful a man, I don't think she means I can bench as much as this dude next to me. And this is what this idiot Sandy Rios is saying.
Hey, Sandy.
Women aren't as powerful as men.
It's 2016.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's a ninny.
Get with it.
You see the trend? Just, you know, I think it's so it is. I mean, this is incredible fantasy. And it's just so unhealthy.
That's it. It's incredible fantasy that if you think it's true. If you think you're a powerful equal to a man.
Irony alert.
You're sadly wrong, and it's just not.
Don't you think
case.
We have an irony alert here? Because if you think it's true. I mean.
No, right.
Isn't that. Can you say that about a lot of sexist statements, racist statements? If you think it's true.
Exactly. Right. Right. Larry Pratt, we've talked about this guy before.
Okay.
He is the, he makes Wayne LaPierre look like somebody you'd really want to hang out and have a beer with and be your best friend.
He makes Wayne LaPierre look.
Larry Pratt is the former executive director of Gun Owners of America. He's the guy who wrote, I think it was last week, maybe the week before we talked about it.
Yes.
He said that, we might not have, if we don't win by the ballot box, we might have to win by the bullet box.
Creepy.
Remember that?
Oh, yes.
A couple weeks ago.
Well, what does that mean?
Here he is talking about Hillary Clinton and guns.
Okay. Just over 20 years ago, Larry, didn't she actually support a 25% sales tax on guns?
She has supported sales taxes on guns. Restrictions on the kinds of guns that people can own, the number of guns that people can own, but of course never applied to police and Secret Service. But for you and me, absolutely. She's very concerned that we might have too many. What she's telling me is that she may...
You can't see the visual here, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan's losing his mind.
Listen, you get... He's mad that Hillary wants to... Okay, here's how I understand it. Gun control is for private citizens, and I don't know how it's applied to people in the Secret Service.
I don't either.
They need guns.
They understand.
Secret Service, mm-hmm. And they're cops.
And the meaning of the Second Amendment, which is even scarier, because the Second Amendment is meant to tell people like her that might be thinking about going off in a tyrannical direction, don't even think about it.
It's just what? It's just not true. True. A not well-regulated true. Militia.
We don't see the thing is, man. Is
We're it, not even a militia. Name? We're not even a militia.
Yeah. What's Larry? Is this guy's name Larry Pratt?
Larry Pratt.
Larry. I don't know. I don't want to ask you. I'm not. No one needs you to interpret anything that's written. There's other people that can do that. Probably better.
Because the Second Amendment has recognized the right people have to possess the kinds of firearms that your protectors have, Mrs. Clinton. And if you even try to go off in a tyrannical direction, the Constitution protects the people's right to protect the people themselves against people like you.
There you go.
Right.
Don't try to take my guns. The Second Amendment tells me to keep my gun. So I can shoot people who are trying to take my guns.
That's exactly what they meant. That's
right.
What our slave-owning forefathers meant. Thanks.
And again, yes. I know we're preaching to the converted, but nobody's trying to take anybody's guns.
Yeah.
Maybe a 30 clip mag. Right. You don't need a 30 bullet clip mag.
How about just
10?
How about just shoot 10 people instead of 30? What's wrong with that?
And background checks. Dad went through. I remember my dad having to have background checks.
Your dad was a ranger.
He bought his guns in Chicago.
Your dad was an army ranger.
He didn't grumble. He didn't complain. He filled out his background check and he bought his fucking gun. I mean, I don't understand how it's evil tyranny and the private sales. Yeah. You know, if I sell you my car,
right?
I got to go talk to the man and file papers and shit. I can't just sell you my car and walk away.
Right.
Same with a house.
But you can kill me with a car.
Right. So the Second Amendment is keeping people from Hillary.
Right.
Like Hillary.
And by the way, when the Second Amendment was written, guns were exactly the same.
Right. You could get a 30 capacity clip for your musket.
It would take you. You could watch a whole episode of Everybody Loves Raymond while you reload.
Right. those people who are those are the same people who are like the Constitution is immutable. You can't change it. The Constitution says black people are 3/5 of a human.
Right.
So how
can't change the Constitution?
We can't change the fucking Constitution.
What about the things called amendments?
We have changed. Right. There's 27 of them.
Amendments.
We've done it 27 times. We've changed the Constitution.
We can't do it anymore.
So obviously. Right. You can change the Constitution.
A document written in parchment by people who, before the advent of goddamn central air.
Right.
We can't change it.
Some people were bloodletting in the 1700s.
Those people own people. Right. They own people.
Yeah, it's a little hard to understand why they don't want to update that shit. That's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. This later version of the Crab Diving Show. Thank you for joining us.
And tomorrow the show's going to be a little earlier, right?
Tomorrow the show is going to be earlier. We'll tweet out that shit. We haven't. We're having a meeting with the network executives after the show.
Sure.
We'll find out exactly what time in the morning tomorrow the show will be. It'll probably be like 8 or 9-ish in the morning Western time. We're going to do morning show, because we got shit to do. We want to get our show over with, but we still want to give you guys a show. So we will be spewing our stuff in the morning instead, live. And then a rerun at our normal time.
Absolutely.
Again, at the 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., but it won't be live. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at some point. Usually we're 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. Listen to crabdiving.com/live 24/7 for our streaming stuff. All kinds of great entertainment here. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, buy it from our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yay. Ryan's doing some comedy tomorrow night, Pensacola, Florida. Saturday night, Mobile, Alabama. Find out the deets. Go to his Twitter at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.